Welcome to Amber Energy, the podcast. Each episode, we talk about what it takes to be the best entrepreneur you can be and how to take your business or your client's business to the next level when it comes to graphic design, branding, and so much more. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Amber Design. Thank you for listening and keeping up with us. I am your co-host, Rachel Sedwick, joined by Amber Design, Amber Jacobs of Amber Design. It is definitely Monday morning. I didn't get enough coffee this morning. Oh, man. So, Amber, how are you doing?
I'm still working through my bulletproof coffee right now. I'm a little slow drinking. I think I've warmed it up at least once.
Yeah. I think good. I should have made another couple shots. I only had a quad shot today. So
Only blackened.
Cool. Yeah.
So working through the morning.
Yes, absolutely. So you're in Washington. How is it over in Washington right now? What's your positive thing from the week?
Let's see here. This week I had handed off all of my details, all of my tax stuff to my CPA and bookkeeper.
Nice.
Oh, I'd say that's a big win because
big weight off your shoulders for sure.
Scrub my books, do all of my things and do my taxes for me. So that way that can be done and put to bed and it's behind me.
Yes, absolutely. Nice. That is a huge win. I would say a win for me is I kind of like got my home in order a little bit better this weekend. I like went through and cleaned the whole apartment. Haven't been really able to do that lately, so I'm now more able to do that, and it felt really good to like cozy up to a show that I was binge watching last night and just be in a clean home, cozy.
Well, do tell, what are you watching?
So I started watching this show called Dollface, and it's kind of silly. It's like a very girly show, and it's like not something that my significant other would probably like that much. He would think parts of it were funny, but it's like, yeah, it's an interesting show. And the main character reminds me of my sister in a lot of ways. So it's just kind of funny to watch.
You're like, well, how many episodes or how many seasons is it?
Just two. So I started it like a few days ago, I think, like, or earlier in the week, and just watched it while my boyfriend was at work. So yeah.
You're like, it's almost like my like soap opera.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a guilty pleasure. Like, oh, this is funny. It's like written well and it's interesting, entertaining. Yeah. So
good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Now ready for another podcast. So today's topic is part of our hashtag building your business series. And we're talking about sales funnels. So this series is really meant for someone who's really new or in the infancy of starting a business or building their business from the ground up. It can be for any type of business. Obviously, Amber Design is a graphic design agency and we do all things graphic design, but Amber is a business owner. She knows a lot about just in general, the inner workings of a business and how a proper business should be run and organized and built and things like that. So that's why we have this series for you guys, the listeners. So sales funnels. What the fuck is a sales funnel?
A sales funnel is the experience that a prospect customer goes through in order to make a purchase. So what different things that people are going to go to, whether it's to buy anything from an Apple iPhone to barbecue sauce. So it's like, what are those things that people need in order to make a purchase? And so that could be awareness, interest, they're considering, and then, you know, purchase of sorts. And then like, and then there's the upsell, cross sell and referrals. So kind of like the get the customer and then grow the customer and keep the customer. So there's kind of like this, you know, funnel is what they call it, of like how you kind of like create the awareness of the product and like why this prospect needs it or customer needs this thing that you're selling to making them actually purchase said product. And sometimes that can take multiple like multiple times for them to see the product and like for them to want the product before they actually buy the product. So it's kind of creating that awareness and interest. And then that person then like, I think I really want it. I see this being a need for my business or meaning the need for my personal life or whatever it is. I need this thing and they're considering it. And then they finally purchase. And they're not going to just purchase that one thing. They're going to purchase maybe the next thing or the suite of things that they, you know, go together that you offer. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like that purchase path, that sales funnel for your target user, that experience to buy.
Okay.
So that's what we call a sales funnel.
Excellent. See, I didn't know that. I am the, for those of you that don't know, I am the like operations admin for Amber Design, and I do a lot of things, but I do not do anything to do with sales funnels. So, and I've never really been in a big sales job where that would be something that I would have to worry about. So it's like, this is an interesting episode for me as well, because I get to learn and along with, you know, our listener as well. So how about like, tell us a little bit more about just how they work. How would you build out a sales funnel?
So part of it, when you work with me, is I'm going to have you fill out a discovery questionnaire. I'm going to learn a little bit about your business, you know, a little bit about your story, what services you offer or products you offer. I'm going to learn about your, you know, what those are exactly. Your mission, your values, you know, and why your business, right? So first off, we kind of work on a sales funnel as to like why your business, that can be, you know, what you do it, why it's so stinking awesome. Proof is in the pudding through like stats, testimonies, certifications, awards. And then, you know, tell me why we're so freaking awesome and why you need to hire us. And then there's also the sales funnel that goes for each product or service. So like, why does the customer need this product? You know, how would it add value to their life? What would it make them more cozy? Would it make the product, you know, food taste better? Is it sustainable? You know, so what are the value propositions of that product and why does the consumer need it or want it or what, you know, kind of like the holes in their life and this product would make it better, right? So what is it? Why do they need it? And then like, how would it improve their life? Would it make everything better? And then, you know, like, oh, it's got these extra cool features. Like, oh my God, it's this and this. And it's, you know, when you compare yourself to the competition, so you try to find the holes, you know, of what your product fills versus the competition, right? So the competition, maybe their product doesn't do this or that, but your product does, right? So you try to find like the value propositions of said product. And then again,
how to replay that or relay that to your customer on say your website or your emails.
Exactly. Those value propositions of why your product is more superior than the competition. And then again, like, you know, through client customer reviews, through different certifications, you know, different things like that of why the product is again more superior than the competition. And then like, buy now because we're so awesome. We've proven to you why it's so awesome. And now you need it. So now we're going to show you why it's so awesome. And now you need it and buy it now. And then not just buy this product, but also buy the support product that goes with it. So, yes, exactly. Whether it's a pair of cozy, you know, sustainable sweatpants that's done by bamboo, you know, material versus cotton. And it tells you why you need this product and why it's so cozy and awesome and better and why it's more sustainable. And not only is it like sustainable, but it's freaking cozy and cute as well. And you must have it. And you're going to see this product two or three times before you're actually going to buy it. And there's great reviews. And now you're finally going to buy it because now we got a sale on you.
Yep.
So,
and then,
but again, it's like that create awareness of why it's awesome. You know, then you create that interest, like, ooh, okay. And then you're going to consider it. Cause like, I think I really want it. I've seen it a few times. I think it's going to be great. And then they finally purchase it. And they're like, well, now I don't want just the sweatpants. I want the cozy hoodie too.
And maybe now that I bought the sweatpants, I got a 15% off.
Yeah. You sign up for my newsletter or you subscribe now and you get 15% off. And now I'm really going to buy it. And then I'm going to buy the hoodie and I'm going to buy the cool socks. Because they have Wonder Woman on them. And now you've like totally honed on me. Or, you know, and that's for sales funnels for anything. So think about, you know, any other product. Like I did a sales funnel. I did a sales funnel for a startup product. It was for a Kickstarter. It was chasing underwater drones. chasing the brand. And we had to create, you know, what is an underwater drone? Why do I need an underwater drone? And so we had to kind of create
the big questions down to like the really small.
Why do I need it? How is it going to add value to my life? So we kind of had like for this new product that hit the market, you know, what is it? Why do I need it? How am I going to use it? And like, how much is it? And like, what are the benefits of having it? Sort of like sales propositions, features, you know, what are the features of the product that sets it apart? And like, why is it worth X, Y, Z? And, you know, so then it's like finally buy, or in this case, it was like donate to the cause, or like, you know, Kickstarter, right? So you donate and then like when it, you, the Kickstarter gets enough money, then they send out, you get like the product, the first product or whatever.
Yeah.
So like creating that awareness, that interest, consideration, and that all leads to a purchase.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when you describe it like that, it makes a lot of sense. And you think like, well, why don't all businesses have that?
Well, I think everybody innately doesn't really know what a sales funnel is, but everybody does it. Like you do it, and but you don't even know you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like for your coaching side of stuff, like you create that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what I do. I do awesome results. I'm a cool person. Yes, great. And then you go create that interest in other people. Like, wow, she's really cool. I really want to work with her. She gets great results. And then that consideration. Well, why would I use her versus other people? And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's great. And then they purchase you because they like you, and then you have superior service. So it's like everybody innately does a sales process, but they don't really know that they're doing it.
Yeah. So they're when someone hires someone like Amber Design to help them create like a more intentional sales funnel, that's what they're doing, is they're just making it more of an intentional thing that I am doing and trying to see my return on investment.
Through messaging and visuals, how can they make their target customer or prospect purchase their goods or services? Yeah. So it's for services or goods. So if you are in the case, like I have a financial advisor as one of my clients. All right. Why does a prospect want your services? Why would they use your services versus the competition services? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of work through that sort of sales funnel to help them better understand their target demographic and what makes them tick in order to buy the services that they're offering for the price that they want them for. And whether that be for coaching, wealth management, or geotechnical engineering, you know, the sales funnel applies every step of the way. So it's like what you do, why you do it, why it's thinking awesome, why is they need it? you know, what are the features of said product? What are the, you know, why that versus the competition? The proof is in the pudding, which is the testimonies, reviews, certifications, whatever that is, that's awesome. And then I'm going to tell you again why it's still stinking awesome and why it's going to improve your life and why it's so great, and buy now. That's it. You just keep going that loop again and again and again. And it's through visuals and messaging that's going to do it for you. And that's why you hire someone like myself, because I understand that business side of things too.
Yeah.
And it's not,
and at the same time, you're working.
Yeah. It's also about that rally cry that is, I know what people are like, what's the target demographic? And it's like, oh, it's, you know, a person from this age, in this age, this gender, this money amount, like this sum of salaries. And those are like your general like target demographic, you know, stats, right? They have those kind of stats. But then you have like what other companies do well would be a bigger rallying cry. So that is not just any demographic. So that rally cry, like big companies like Coca-Cola, like Nike, like Apple don't have a target demographic. Their demographic is everybody because of how they message themselves. Like their tagline is not like build better homes, right? They're not like specific like that. They're like, think differently, is Apple. Mm.
Just more farther reaching, like global type of things.
Just do it is Nike. Well, who doesn't want to do it? Like, just do anything. Like, hell yeah, I want to do that. Think differently. Well, who doesn't want to think differently? You know, that's what Apple does. So it's anybody and everybody, right? So what's another good one? Well, you get the idea. I'll pop my head. So like the idea is that like those are bigger rallying cries that encompass everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so then their target demographic, you know, then their demographic isn't anybody. It's any, or I think we'll go back to another one I had from last week, maybe was Harley Davidson. Mm-hmm. It was like freedom riding or ride.
Live free, ride free.
Live free, ride free, right? Who doesn't want to live free, ride free? That means no demographic. Doesn't matter your age, your gender, your whatever. Those types of taglines are for everybody, right? And so that's where some businesses kind of get pigeonhole themselves a little bit. because they really hone in on
that. Niche down too far, or yeah, they
sometimes
too much.
Sometimes, but I mean, obviously, it's product to product, service to service. Mm-hmm. You know, because not everybody can afford a certain product or service. So sure. Sometimes it does matter what their salary is or whatever. But then if you're like, but like, I don't know anybody who doesn't want to afford, like, cell phones are stinking expensive. A Samsung or an iPhone.
Yeah, $1,000. Yeah,
$1,000 a phone. Yeah. And somehow everybody has them, no matter the demographic.
Yep.
Because they made it a priority to their life.
Yeah. Well, so, and like on the flip side, the, you know, Apple, for example, like makes it Apple and like phone carriers and stuff like that. They do make it available in some way, like do the Apple upgrade program. And all you do is pay $50 a month and you can get this phone. And like, oh, $50 a month. That's not bad. Like that's what I do for my iPhone, you know,
because zero interest, right? So they make it accessible. You know, even luxury brands, like, I don't know, my husband and I bought a Sleep Number bed, I don't know how many years ago, but they have like a 2-year payoff, zero interest, zero down type plan to, you know, make it affordable for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying though. But those types of brands, they don't have targets. They just make it available for anyone to do that, to have that thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, maybe that's my business tip for the day.
So what do you feel like business owners kind of leave on the table by not being intentional about their sales funnel, you know?
I think sometimes they miss the mark on like who it is. Mm-hmm. They leave a lot on the table. They get too niche down. And then sometimes I think they design for themselves or market to themselves, and they don't.
Yeah.
They don't think about their target demographic enough, or like who it could be or what it could be. They don't think bigger enough sometimes.
Or what their target demographic is actually thinking, actually, and like what they actually need. Like, yeah. So they don't take enough time maybe to like, maybe they need to do more market research with like a group of people who might be their target demographic. And see like what those people truly care about, or like what might they like better out of one thing or another.
So we're gonna have to do a really random pause because both my husband and I are now on podcast. So we're gonna have to pause this and I have to answer the
phone. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we'll just take a note to the count.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go get the door.
Okay. So, what would you say business, like talk more about what business owners leave on the table without, if they're not implementing a very intentional directed sales funnel?
Yeah. I think that they're leaving prospects out. Like they need to think bigger. I think like how could their product or service be for everyone and not just by age, gender, and salary. Okay. I think people need to think about like lifestyle. Like, I think that's one thing that companies miss out on, like social media. Like, why does that person care about whatever thing on social media? Like, I'm pretty sure not everybody is looking for a product or service on social media, but if you make your brand story or like more visually interesting and can relate to them and what they do on their pastime, then maybe you'd be more successful. So if these people like this, this, or this, well, maybe you should make your feed more like that, that, and that. Because it's actually going to interest them and woo them just a little bit more. So you got to think about like what's going to woo them and like what they're looking like in their pastime. Because people don't use social media for like marketing or like people use it for a pastime. Like they're bored or they're killing time or whatever, right?
So whatever they say their goal of social media is, it's like they're not doing it specifically to be marketed towards, even though that's what social media is for. You know, like, so it's kind of funny, like.
What's going to make them scroll through and stop on your post? Is it the cute puppy? Is it the cute thing? Like most people, like when they put a dog or a cat or a animal in their ad, they get 80% more engagement, for example. Yeah. So it's like, what's going to make them stop and like, go, oh, that's super cool. What's the visual thing that's going to make them stop and like notice you as a product, brand, or service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then what's going to make them not only stop, but then take it a step further. And like, so there, now we're going into like how we're answering questions of like,
yeah. So now you've got the awareness, but what is the interest?
Yeah. You know? Should I click on that profile and then like look more about what this company does?
Like that was super smart and fascinating, you know, that ad or that whatever, or that picture that they took of their product or that picture of them with a client. like, oh, well, that was super interesting. Now I've created interest and awareness. All right, what do they sell? What product or service is it? Okay, why do I need it? And then continue down that sales funnel.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what are ways that business owners can figure that out? Like figure out what their clients need or customers need?
Well, first off, they can work with me.
True. True okay, that.
So secondly, you know, we have a unique, you know, way about how our worksheets work at Amber Design. Mm-hmm. So we have we'll give every client a worksheet, you know, discovery worksheet for them to fill out and for us to ask questions about. But then we also hand them a sales funnel for their business and for their individual products or services. Mm-hmm. So that way we can better understand all of those things. So that way we can provide a better market plan, design visuals and solutions.
We can fill the holes that are in that sales funnel and help them ask the right questions.
And then that way we can make the right ads or make the right sales or marketing collateral to support those holes. So, you know, that way we can help them do a better job. And that ultimately helps them with their bottom line, which then looks good on us and it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Cool. So any closing thoughts on sales funnels today?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that sales funnels are a fickle thing. They're hard and fun. There's a lot to them sometimes. But luckily for me, like I'm pretty good at like, no matter what industry you're in, like I've got a nutritionist right now, that I'm working with. I'm working with an architecture right now. So you can kind of take these similar principles and apply them to really any industry for the result that they're looking for, which is sort of fun. So I like educating myself on and researching, you know, about the industries or the products and different things to learn more. So I just like learning and it's fun and applying.
Well, and because that discovery process of yours is so in depth, like you do a lot of research into not only the company itself that you're working with, but all of their competition and like what makes their competition stand out and what makes them unique.
So whether it's cherry picking or, you know, avoiding or whatever it is, like, it's just, I enjoy that part of the process. It's bigger thinking and it's juicy thinking. And so it's always just fun for me and I like it. And that's what my team likes to do. And then we can make really educated decisions, design decisions based on what we've learned.
Yeah. Well, and like having a good intentional sales funnel in place as a business, I imagine helps take some like active work out of it.
It's like, now they know.
Yeah.
Like they know now about their product, they know what's going to sell their product or sell their business better. And this is how they're going to do it. And this is, you know, so it's really like, you know, some people think of like graphic design as like this art. It's just art, right? It's like this subjective thing. Well, when I do a sales funnel and have these data proof points, it really kind of like takes the subjectiveness out of what I do as graphic design and puts it more data driven and supports by my design decisions, our agency decisions for your product or service. Kind of like it helps, give it foundation as to why we're doing what we're doing or how we're doing what we're doing. So it's more of a data and rationale behind the design and marketing efforts than just this fuzzy thing that sometimes people think of graphic design.
Or emotional thing too. Yeah. I think a lot of business owners will like it. They have trouble taking the emotion out of like how they want to do their design or how they want to do their brand or their marketing, advertising, what have you. And the information and intel that you get from that discovery process and like your type of work is based on fact rather than emotion. And that's an important piece of it. So
facts don't care about your feelings.
Hell no, they don't. All right. Well, unless you have any more closing thoughts and nuggets of salesy wisdom for our listeners, I will close this out and just say thank you everyone for listening. We do these podcasts every 2 weeks. They release on Mondays, and I hope that you are enjoying the Building Your Business series. If you have any questions or maybe topics that you'd like to hear us talk about on Amber Energy, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can go on the website, awesomeamber.com, or reach out to our Instagram at awesomeamberdesign. And yeah, what do you want to say to the listeners?
I don't know. So let me help you.
Yeah.
Let me help you help you.
Help us help you.
Help us help you. And we'll make something beautiful together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening. Hit subscribe, hit like, 5 stars, all the positive things, and we will see you and talk at you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.